In this bulletin, human rights protesters disrupt the speech by China's ambassador to Australia, an unprecedented suspension of the wholesale electricity market lifted, and in sport, Lydia Williams on the verge of earning her historic 100th cap for the Matildas. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. An unprecedented suspension of the wholesale electricity market has this afternoon been lifted. Australia's energy operator, AEMO, confirmed that it was possible to return to regular operation of the national electricity market from 2 p.m. earlier today. Federal Energy Minister Chris Bowen says his government is managing what he terms a short-term crisis.
We're very vigilant to the risks in the system. We're very aware of the long-term challenges. And the need to get more renewables and storage into the system. That work will continue. In the meantime, we're managing very vigilantly, a short-term crisis.
A speech by China's ambassador to Australia has been disrupted on several occasions by human rights protesters. A group of about five demonstrators repeatedly interrupted the address at the Australia-China Relations Institute at the University of Technology, Sydney. The ambassador's speech comes after a slight easing of diplomatic tensions between China and Australia since the election of the Albanese government. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang also sent his congratulations to Mr. Albanese on his election and received a reply in return. The Victorian government will undergo a major reshuffle following the resignations of four senior ministers just months out from the state election. Martin Pakula, James Molino, Martin Foley and Lisa Neville have all confirmed their resignations in written statements this morning. Jacinta Allen looks likely to become the state's new deputy premier, with the Labor caucus expected to confirm her appointment tomorrow morning. Premier Daniel Andrews says he's very proud that more than half of his new leadership team will be made up of women.
That's critically important to me. We have made some profound changes to make sure that women are safe in our state, that women are represented across government boards, our courts and tribunals, and the government is so much better for making sure that 50% of the community are at least 50% of our ranks.
1,000 rainbow-clad Sydney-siders have gathered on the steps of the Opera House to form a human pride flag in honour of the 44th anniversary of the city's Mardi Gras. The visual statement was made to mark the first gay and lesbian Mardi Gras, which was held on June the 24th in 1978 and ended with police arresting 53 people. Organisers hope the event will also raise the profile of World Pride, which is being hosted by Sydney next February and March, with more than 500,000 people expected to attend around 300 events over 17 days. Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Chief Financial Officer, Gil Beckwith, has paid tribute to the original organisers known as the 78ers.
It's quite extraordinary that their act of courage and bravery has inspired so many. I would also like to personally thank those 78ers and acknowledge their amazing legacy. Everything... Yes. Everything that we do at Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras is actually about them. We are inspired by their strength and resilience in the work that we do.
A southeast Queensland community is celebrating victory in its decade-long battle to stop coal seam gas extraction in its region. Arrow Energy has formally withdrawn from two gas exploration leases in the scenic Rim region south of Brisbane. Resources Minister Scott Stewart says the leases have been removed from prospecting maps. The United States Senate has passed a bipartisan gun safety bill, breaking nearly three decades of inaction on substantial gun legislation. Breaking ranks to side with Democrats on the measure were 15 Republicans. The bill will enhance background checks for prospective gun buyers aged 18 to 21, for the first time requiring the vetting of juvenile records. To sport, Matilda's goalkeeper Lydia Williams says she's loving every second of being Australia's longest-serving international football player. Williams is preparing to earn her 100th cap for the Australian national team, and the milestone is likely to be without many of the players who've shared most of the journey with her. The Indigenous Australian star is due to reach her century at the Estadio Nuevo Colombino in Huelva against Spain on Sunday morning. With Sam Kerr, Steph Catley, Alana Kennedy, Caitlin Ford, Kaya Simon and Mary Fowler among the players rested, Williams will be one of the highest profile players to face La Roja.
To be honest, I wouldn't have dreamt that I would have come this far. So really, it's just like an honour and a privilege, and I mean, I think I've been around for everyone's first cap, so, you know, that's kind of more special to me, seeing how everyone's developed rather than, you know, 100 is really cool, but I would have never believed you if that's what, you know, you told me when I was first playing.
The Arsenal goalkeeper currently sits on 99 international caps and will likely become the first Australian goalkeeper to notch a 100th appearance. I'm Marcus Megalokonomos, and that's the latest SBS News.